This is me saying that the year 2023, yeah. I would, in the coming years, you won't want to work without AI.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that deeply.
Hi, I'm Irene Yanku, and this is my podcast. I have spent my entire career in dentistry learning about new technology, techniques to better my clinical skills, and now I'm a practice owner and leader. In life, as a learner, I've noticed my truest love for learning has not been about teeth or what material is best to use for a core buildup. It's been learning about people in our dental community. The educators, scientists, clinicians, business owners, and advocates. Their stories, their lives, their why, and their what's next. Getting to know them as humans, identifying how they work, what their rituals are, while highlighting them as the true trailblazers in dentistry. And that's what I do here on the show. So hold on to your suction, it's about to get slippery, here on the Tooth or Dare podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Tooth or Dare podcast, peeps, with your peep Irene, recording live at, where are we? We're in Orlando at SmileCon. SmileCon. Say words, not wording. I'm joined by a fellow dental hygienist, Katie Paulson.
What
RDH.
Up?
RDH.
Yep.
And what's MPC stand for?
It's Masters of Professional Communication.
MPC, yeah, you know me. You down with MPC?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really what it stands for.
So you have a pretty unique gig. Do you still work clinically?
Yeah, on occasion.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad was a dentist. My brother's a dentist.
Okay.
So I work occasionally on a Saturday just to family
just to
and friends
your
and
sharp and
keep
those
my hands in
sharp.
People's mouths.
Yeah. Gross. Nice. Very sexy. But now you have a really cool gig and we connected moments ago over
Well, because I've been stalking it. Anybody, if you listen to this podcast, you've been stalking Irene too, and I got to meet her in person. No. Suckas!
I always like feel weird when I get to meet someone in real life that has been following me on Instagram, and I'm like, I don't want to disappoint them.
You are.
Like, I totally don't want to make them feel like the person on the screen is not I'm like nervously just like buttoning up my jacket right now.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's one of those like, is it Instagram
I'm just trying
or reality
to make you
sort
awkward.
Of thing. But you said something.
You're genuinely sweet.
Thank you. You came over and you said, hey, I really enjoyed your most recent stories on AI. And do you know that I got some really big heat over it?
Oh, I saw it
like,
in the comments.
I went off of Instagram for 48 hours. I deactivated my account.
Did you really?
I did. And it was the first time in my life I've ever done that. But that's what we're here to talk about today, because you work with an interesting company called
Vidya Health.
Vidya Health, yep. Which has an integration with a specific software with AI, which is different than the AI that I have. So no, I don't use this product, although maybe I should try it. Let's talk about AI and hygiene. And let's talk about some of the heat that I got.
Let's do it.
And tell me a little bit about this company.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give you a little bit of background about me and then the company. I mean, regardless of who you ever choose, if you choose AI, whether it's our company or one of the other two that are big players in the United States, it's fine. I think it's more important. The heat that you got is, we'll get to is fear. I feel like fear based, but so I'm a dental hygienist of 18 years. I got a degree in, you're going to need to turn me up. I'm real quiet. I got a degree in communications and moved to marketing. I worked for a company called Dental Intelligence for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then had been following artificial intelligence, like many of you might, if you're listening to the show, and really wanted to be involved. And so they had an opportunity for me to move over there. And so I market Vidya Health currently. I'm a product marketing manager. So what that means is I take the product, I help educate the product team on what they're working on and what the customers need. And I also take their products that they're using and I help them go to market with them. And
That's
what that means is to let people know about the new features and new things that are coming out. So it's kind of an interesting, weird vibe. I don't know. There's a lot of hygienists that are marketers, but That's
not many. I mean, I get to meet some through like the Instagram social media world.
This is like marketing for a company.
No. I mean, there are hygienists that have like moved into marketing for a bigger company, but not many. I think it's like such a lateral move and you don't have all the skills. Like you didn't go to school to learn how to do, I didn't go to school to learn how to do marketing. You kind of have to like learn things on your own and then convince a big company to be like, here's the big
thankfully,
marketing budget.
I mean, my graduate degree definitely helped. I mean, communications is a marketing degree, but And then Vidya Health is an artificial intelligence company that uses AI on dental imaging. Some of some of our competitors out in the space that you may have heard of are Overjet and Pearl.
Pearl's the one that I have. That's so new.
New to your practice.
New to my practice. Not new to the world, but new to my office. So we're still trying to figure out. I get a lot of questions about it. We're still trying to figure out how it's working and how it's working with us and how we want to work with it.
Yeah.
And I think
workflow
is the biggest part. Yeah. We've got like a team meeting next week because it'll be like a full 2 weeks of us using it to figure out, is it as accurate as our eyes are and as our diagnostic tools are? Because I think your interface is quite similar in the like detection. Yeah. It like lights up pink or red or whatever.
All AIs in the United States are...
all based on similar...
Same idea. Yeah. They're all based off of image AI that is trained by dentists with a bunch of data sets.
Right.
And they train the model and they're all FDA... All of them are FDA cleared. But all of those clearances vary in various ways. And when we talk about positive and negative rates, like, is it as accurate as we are? That's where the differences lie.
Yeah. And so we've seen things on both sides. So like I'm a restorative hygienist, so I get to do restorations. So when Dr. Michelle will prep a tooth, she'll prep the tooth and you go as much as you need to, depending on what your prep technique is. And then we compare that to what we saw on AI. And sometimes we find that, well, it's actually quite deeper than what the imaging report, quote unquote, is what we call it. Our imaging report will tell us. And then sometimes it's quite the opposite. So it's like, oh, is this really an incipiency? We're not quite sure. So we're just trying to figure out even technique, like radiographic technique, how we're taking our x-rays is going to be so valuable. Mm-hmm. We'd be surprised. We've had to do not quite a few, but a number of retakes in order for us to not have a significant overlap or have an interesting angle of like cuspids are kind of hard, cuspids and premolars. Mm-hmm. And the AI will pick up a different reading based on, or like it'll detect differently based on the position of that radiograph, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So the heat. Let's talk about this fear mongering. I'm looking at you because I'm going to tag like five doctors in this secretly.
They're probably I'm public. They're going to come hate me too.
Someone's going to like throw rocks at my office and me. I'm just gonna walk home and they're gonna throw rocks at me.
Of that concern is I'm not like it's totally valid. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be an education on the market of what AI is and what AI is not. AI is
we're so far behind in dentistry that like
AI
be honest,
is
it's
diagnostic
been used in
tool
and it's been used in medicine for so long. Like there are entire
but this is where I think as a hygienist and as an assistant, I genuinely believe that we will be the drivers of adoption of AI in healthcare, not just dentistry. Because when you adopt AI into your practice, the person that's going to help you use that is the people pulling up and taking the radiographs.
Right.
And so let's give me some of the heat that you got. Like, let's disparage it a little bit.
So, okay. So I wish I would have, if I knew I would
off
have.
Off the top
I,
of your
I,
head.
Okay. So one said that it is negligent to allow your decision making to be made by technology and not a human who was trained.
Yes.
Uh-huh. My rebuttal is that this artificial intelligence has also significantly been trained by other very smart people who are helping develop the AI. So that was one.
Okay. Let's pause there.
Yeah. That was the first. And that was a trend.
And
among
that's
many
a big one.
Yeah.
So
like, how dare you? Someone said to me, how dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So most AI and our AI, I'm just going to give you my example at Bitty Health because that's what I know. Our AI was trained. We handpicked 100 dentists to take thousands of x-rays and look at them and annotate or check the radiographs for decay or for radiographic bone level or bone loss, essentially. And they annotated that. And then they trained the AI model on all of those data. And then then we give a radiograph. We give the AI a radiograph that doesn't have the annotations. And then we say,
do your work.
Yeah. And then we say, nope, not good enough. Do it again. And then we train it to get to a point where hopefully it's accurate.
Yeah.
Just like a human. Humans are not 100% accurate. Right. Actually, it's a very well-known study is that 40% of decay goes misdiagnosed or undiagnosed.
Right.
And so if we, and I think this is where artificial intelligence companies have the importance of educating the market that we don't expect or want dentists to use this as a diagnosing, is to diagnose your patients.
Right.
Or hygienists.
Yeah.
We want you to, with the dentist and the AI together, we've seen compared to dentists diagnosing without AI,
yeah,
a 30% increase in diagnostic rate, and it can improve case acceptance.
Yeah.
So
I have a perfect example of the improving of case acceptance. So I had a patient, new patient. She came in originally as an emergency exam, saw our doctor for an emergency on the lower left, tooth that had a root canal, big filling broke. She kind of pieced it together, tooth needs a crown, you know, the whole thing. And then came in for hygiene. She's a physician. She's a family doctor.
Yeah.
Young demographic, like young, like, you know, whatever. So I see her for her new patient hygiene evaluation. I do extraoral, intraoral probing, the whole works. And then we take bite wings. I'm like, I need some form of radiographs to be able to figure out how big of a bite am I chewing off in this 70-minute appointment.
Right.
I don't want to start something that I can't finish.
Yeah.
So Dr. Michelle came in, agreed. So we took 4 bite wings. And then I looked at those radiographs in Sodexis, which is our imaging software, and then immediately put it right up next to AI on the same screen and kind of like went through things to see, is there something that I missed? Radiographic calculus as a hygienist is something that oftentimes you miss unless it's a really big chunk where you can see, because it kind of looks like tissue.
Blurry.
It's blurry. And
how
it's
long
burnished,
did it take you to feel like you could actually
see
it as a hygienist?
Yeah, a very long time. And if it's burnished, it's even harder because it's like completely round.
Or cement, right? Like leftover cement. Yeah.
Right. So that conversation was so much easier to have with her chair side of like, this is what I see in your mouth. I took intraoral photos with my intraoral camera coupled with the radiographs and the AI. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to sit there and be like, and do you see this? And do you see that? And do you see that? This is all calculus. It was like, you know, circled or like, I don't know what color it is. It's like green or something.
Yeah.
It was very easy to see. And then she immediately understood. She thanked me after. She's like, thank you so much for showing me all of this. Like, I've never gone to an office that has spent this much time and not done a cleaning. Like I did like whatever, but yeah. So
this says a lot about
I think it's valuable if used correctly and if used with the right
approach.
Supposed
to be a tool in your toolkit and a diagnostic aid. It should not replace diagnosing. And again, that is why FDA clearance is important. Sometimes I think we think if we don't understand something that's not that big of a deal, we just won't show our patient and we'll just use it because that's, you know, there's some.
But it's like oral cancer screening devices too. Like I have a Velscope. I'm not going to use a Velscope on someone and be like, okay, this is shining bright red. You now have oral cancer.
Yeah.
Like it's
you
one tool
it,
to then send to the right person.
It's like loop. Before it's like loops.
Yeah.
If you're in a generation of us where we probably started doing dentistry without loops, and now would you want to practice without loops?
I can't work without Ergo loops now.
Okay, like, I this is me saying that the year 2023, I would in the coming years, you won't want to work without AI.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that deeply. And it's nice to have that like second look, you know, like the just in case I miss.
Yeah, I even call it like I think the second opinion is kind of a common phrase. I call it a third opinion. We have the hygienist that's coming in and prepping the diagnosing provider, whether that be in our or the assistant, right? Prepping, and we got the doctor, and then we say, hey, we've got this AI here.
Yeah,
we'll see what it thinks.
Yeah,
and here's and it's it, you know, it doesn't entity. Know you. Yeah, it doesn't know us. It's just going to see what it sees.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll agree or not agree. And it's really kind of like a third opinion in my
well,
eyes.
I'll link all of this information
below.
Yes.
Thank you so
People
much.
Can reach
yeah,
out you, to you. Yeah. I know you got to run for another interview.
No, you're okay. You can go to www.vidia.ai.
Send me all of that and I'll add it into the show notes.
And you can also, I'll
social
you can
media.
Follow me. Yeah.
All of the things.
Personally, because I'm a real fun follow. I have 200 followers.
Let's go. Let's get her to 300.
Please.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Irene. Tuning in. Peace out.
Bye.
Oh, hi. So you made it all the way to the end. Thank you for sticking around. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, found it informative, entertaining, and of course, as per usual, find me hilarious. If you liked what you heard, it would really mean a lot to me if you could show your support by liking, commenting, or sharing this episode with a friend or family member. Your feedback and engagement helped me get on the mic today, and it would also improve our future shows and reach more people who maybe could benefit from our content as well. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to my podcast on your favorite platform or on YouTube. Follow along on this crazy journey with me at toothlife.irene and at toothordare.podcast on Instagram and Twitter. That way you'll be the first to know when episodes are released and you won't miss a beat. I appreciate your support and look forward to bringing you more great episodes in the future. From my team to yours, thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the flip side.